Okay, just before the break, I'd like to talk to you about this long-term effect of organic residue incorporation or return to the soil, to soil properties on two loamy soils in Denmark. As you all know, organic carbon content in the soil affects the bulk density, hydraulic conductivity, aeration status, and the content of water dispersible colloids. And we can return the organic matter to the soil by incorporate the straw residue after harvest, apply animal manure, or choosing a crop rotation, including forage crops, for example. So what we wanted to do in this study was to evaluate the long-term effect of incorporation of residue on these soil properties, and we, in the other part, we want to evaluate the long-term effect of cropping rotation and application of animal manure on soil properties. And the properties that we are looking at are the bulk density, air permeability, saturated hydraulic conductivity, the amount of leach particles, flow properties, we apply a tracer, and the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. And we, for this, we have chosen two field sites. The Fredericia sites, we found this one. It's privately owned, two privately owned fields with two different treatments. And as you can see, as I hope you can see, the main difference is that the one field has been given animal manure for some time during the last 10 years, and also mineral N. And before that, it has had a crop rotation, including 30% forage crop, whereas the other field has not been giving any animal manure, any N, mineral N, and it has had a crop rotation of approximately 90% cereal. So I call this the unhealthy field, which has been given residue return, and an unhealthy field, which has not. And the same is more or less the case for the Rønhave field site. This is a field experiment, though. We have eight blocks, that's eight fields, with two different treatments, where we have the same cropping rotation, continuous barley, and then we have residue incorporation in one field and no residue incorporation in the other one. So again, we have a healthy field with residue incorporation, or we assume it's a healthy field, and we have an unhealthy field as well. And what's interesting with these fields is that they are both relatively long-term. We have 40 years of different treatments in the Fredericia site, and then we have 36 years of different treatments at the Rønhave site. Sampling and methods, we took large undisturbed soil cores, 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters in height by 20 centimeters in diameter from the plow layer, and then we also took some 100 cubic centimeter undisturbed soil cores for saturated hydraulic conductivity. The cores were saturated and drained to minus 20 hectopascals before measuring, and then we measured air permeability. We conducted a leaching experiment where we irrigated the samples with artificial rainwater at a rate of 10 millimeters per hour. We have free drainage at the lower boundary, and we applied a tracer pulse, tritium, when the cores were at steady flow. Then we measured the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity on the Rønhave site only. We measured the saturated hydraulic conductivity on the Fredericia site. And then finally we measured the content of water dispersible colloids using a 2-minute end-over-end shaking followed by a sedimentation. First of all, there are some basic data from the field sites. We have the Fredericia site here. The mineral texture is relatively similar for the two fields, and we have a slight difference in the organic carbon. This field is the one that has been given animal manure, and this one has not. Similar for the Rønhave field site, we have a similar mineral texture and a slight difference in organic carbon after all these years of treatment. If we move on to see the bulk density, see that the bulk density is not actually different for the Fredericia field site, but there's a tendency that the unhealthy Rønhave site has a slightly higher bulk density, as you would also expect, actually. The air permeability for the Rønhave field site, we see no difference in the air permeability. There's a slight tendency for the air permeability to be higher at the healthy Fredericia site. However, again, they are actually very similar, and this is not significant. if we take a look at the saturated hadronic conductivity, again, I have to say that it's very similar across these between the two treatments. However, if we look, take a closer look on the Fredericia site, the healthy site has a slightly higher conductivity than the unsaturated, than the unhealthy field has. So already now, it's noteworthy that all these years of treatment, different treatments, does not give a larger difference in soil properties actually. The tracer breakthrough curves are these ones. We have remember that the tracer was applied as a pulse, and you can see that all the soils are highly macroporous. We have a large peak of tracer running through in a very short time, followed by a long tailing. And again, I have tried to say find the 5% arrival time. That's the time that it takes for 5% of the applied tracer to arrive to be flushed through. And it is slightly faster or slightly higher for the unhealthy Fredericia site. That means that it suggests that we have a more direct macropore system at the unhealthy site than we have on the healthy site. For the unhealthy site, we couldn't identify any difference. And seeing at the recovery rate, how much tracer can we recover after 6 hours, again, everything of these calls are actually very similar, and the recovery rate are more or less the same. Moving to the amount of colloids that can be leached, that is leached from the calls, we have, this is measured using the turbidity, we have a high concentration of particles at the initial breakthrough of irrigation water, followed by a long and constant leaching rate. And actually, you would expect that the content of particles leached from the healthy site here would be lower because of the salts applied with animal manure. This is not the case, actually, it's the opposite. But we also saw that there was a slightly higher hydraulic conductivity at this site than was at this site, which could explain the higher content of colloids being flushed at the initial breakthrough, because we have a larger wetted surface in the pores. Anyways, there's still no significant difference between these long treatments. For the water dispersible colloids, we actually do see a difference. There's a higher content of water dispersible colloids in the unhealthy site, which means that the healthy site, the one has been given animal manure through the last period of time, has a more stable structure. That is, it does not lose the colloids and particles as easy as the unhealthy soil. This is, however, only we can only see this for the air dry soils. It's not, but we can't refine that for the moist soil. And last, we have results from the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. Again, it's only tendencies that we are talking about here. This is from the Rønhave site only. Again, there's this tendency to a higher unsaturated hydraulic conductivity at the healthy site, which points to a better connected pore space in the healthy site than compared to the unhealthy site. And these are results from a desuction at minus 5 centimeters, at minus 10, and minus 20 centimeters. And they all show this slightly higher, or this tendency to a slightly higher conductivity for the healthy site. So, conclusions, or at least a summary of this. The incorporation of residue and cropping strategy in generally yielded a slightly higher content of organic carbon, which is logical, because if you return the organic carbon, you will finally have a larger content of carbon. And also, for these two field sites, there's a slight tendency of some of the properties being affected by the differences in cropping strategies or manuring or fertilization strategies, such as the bulk density and the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity for the Rønhave sites and the air permeability and also the saturated hydraulic conductivity for the Fredericia site. Again, I think it's noteworthy in this to say here that 40 years of one treatment or 36 years at the other site did not really have significant impact on any of the properties that we have measured in this study. What can we say about that? It probably is something about the quality and the quantity of the organic matter returned to the soil. It needs to be a much higher amount to be returned to the soil if you want to rebuild the carbon pool and have the carbon affect the properties. And also the quality of the organic matter. Animal manure might be a better choice than residue. Yes. And then thanks to my co-authors and advisors and the funding. On the right, that's hydraulic conductivity at the given matrix potential from zero to a suction of minus 50. And again, the results are very similar, but in general, we have a slightly higher unsaturated conductivity at the what I call on the healthy soil. So we have a more well-connected pore space in the healthy soil. Again, it's a tendency to a more well-connected pore space, also because the difference in organic carbon, which would help create this pore space, is not very large at this site.
Do you have water content matrix potential data for those same pores?
Sorry?
Do you have the water content matrix potential data for those same pores?
Not right yet, no. Sorry.
Any more questions? Okay. I want to thank all the speakers for a great afternoon. And the business meeting for S1 will start in about 10-12 minutes or so. Thank you.